T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'll be here with you for the next 2 hours. It's 2 hours already in the bank. I get started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Let me repeat that. I am here every weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. And I think I've been doing this here in this spot now 3 full years. There's still people every now and then who go, hey, I missed you on, XYZ night. I'm not here. Don't look for me on a weekend. I ain't here. Minding my business somewhere. But anyway, because this is still a weeknight, Friday night into Saturday morning, I am here. And we have been talking about quite a few things. The Boston Celtics are maddeningly inconsistent. They're maddening. Miami beat them tonight. 111-105 in Boston. The Miami Heat have now taken a 2-0 series lead. Jimmy Butler scores 27 points. This was back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. About halfway through the fourth quarter, Boston led Miami 96-87. Jimmy Butler went to the basket. Grant Williams was all over him. Grant Williams started talking trash, started talking crap. And it was curtains from there. The Miami Heat went on a 24-9 run. They win this game. Tatum, Brown, neither one of them had a field goal in the fourth quarter. These are the two all-stars. These are the two leaders. Tatum finished with 34 points. He had 5 points in the fourth quarter. They all came via the free throw line. And Jaylen Brown, oh my God, what's going on? Is his hand really busted up? He had 16 points, 7 of 23 from the field, 1 of 7 from deep. Terrible. After the game, Jimmy Butler, he spoke to Ali LaForce on TNT. He was asked about the game. He was asked about bouncing back. He was asked about Grant Williams, and this is what he said.
Kevin and Reggie have coined the term Jimmy freaking Butler from the call in the win game one. You did it again. You're the most clutch team in the league. Certainly as broadcasters, we can't describe why. Can you help me describe why?
We got some dogs, and I love it. I love every bit of it. Guys never quit. We never give up. We love playing with one another, and we got so much faith and trust in one another that that's what happens.
You got to tell me what was going on between you and Grant Williams.
Some healthy competition. I ain't gonna lie to you, healthy competition. And I love it. I'm always here to compete. I like to talk at times. As long as we get the win, I'm good with it, though.
That started the 18-4 run. What else fueled that amazing run that gave you the lead?
Some shot making. Everybody was making sure I had the ball, shooting good ones, shooting bad ones, but making sure that we get a shot on goal. And we got some stops. We won the game.
So Jimmy Butler felt that the trash talk between him and Grant Williams was just competition. When Jimmy Butler was walking off of the court after the game, Jimmy Butler was not talking or speaking to anyone specifically, but he was just kind of saying out loud, like, y'all thought that was going to stop me, or he was going to stop me? A few minutes ago, literally a few minutes ago, Jaylen Brown, at his press conference, was asked, do you think Grant Williams kind of screwed up by messing around with Jimmy Butler talking crap? Listen to this response.
Did Grant Williams make a mistake poking the bear with Jimmy Butler?
Next question.
Oh, okay. Mr. 7-23, okay. You happy with your teammate? You're not happy? Did you think the question was stupid? Let's hear it again.
Did Grant Williams make a mistake poking the bear with Jimmy Butler?
Next question.
Maybe Jaylen Brown has an answer for why they lost this game. This is what he said.
They outplayed us. They out-toughed us tonight. And they found a way to make plays down the stretch, and we didn't.
It seems like the late game execution has been a recurring issue for you guys. What's happening in the last few minutes that's leading to the turnovers, the offensive fouls, and giving up the offensive rebounds?
I just think that, you know, one, we just gotta stay poised. I think we get sped up at times. And two, just play basketball. In those moments, we gotta, you know, come alive. And it seems like we let the game slip away from us when we are in those situations.
Okay. Yeah. You can blame yourself. You can blame Tatum. And you could blame Joe Mazzulla. 855-212-4CBS. Matt is calling from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. What's going on?
How are you, Matt?
I'm good. I'm actually from Buffalo, but, man, I love me some Jimmy Butler. I know you're watching the game, man, and when I seen Grant headbutt him like that and they were yapping, I said, oh, y'all messed up. Because Jimmy is one of them dudes. And what I mean by that is he's got that fire in his belly. And he just gets it like Jordan gets it off of nothing. And another thing I want to say is, I am so surprised on how hard Bam Adebayo is playing this postseason. Like, I thought, honestly, I thought he was soft, not thick enough, not active enough. But, man, I seen him grab that board late in the game, put it right up. He's getting in there, man. I got it. And, you know, we'll talk about the Lakers for a second. I'm a LeBron guy. And LeBron's got that fire, too, but he's more humble with it, you know.
What?
Also, look at Dylan Brooks.
Wait. LeBron James is humble about what?
He doesn't. Jimmy will like yap. LeBron don't yap. LeBron just backs it right up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
LeBron James will yap to the officials, and he'll go on social media after the game. But go ahead.
He did the same thing to Dylan Brooks. That's what I'm saying. But he's not in game in Dylan Brooks' face. But Jimmy is. That's what I love about Jimmy. But the thing is, this Nuggets team, man, they're good. And it's probably going to be Heat Nuggets because the Lakers are probably not going to win 4 out of 5 against the Nuggets, man. That team is great. But I'm really pulling for the Heat, man. But, oh, it's just tough, man. I don't know if – I know what Jimmy's got. I would love it. It's David versus Goliath. I love it. I love Jimmy. I'm rooting for the Heat, man. Let's go.
Let's see if they pull off two more. Thank you, Matt, for calling from Miami/Buffalo. You mentioned Bam Adebayo. He almost had a triple-double tonight. 22 points, 17 rebounds, and 9 assists. And the way that Bam Adebayo started the playoffs against Milwaukee, he wasn't so consistent, but he's really picked it up, definitely against the New York Knicks, and he's carried that over here to the Boston Celtics as well. A matter of fact, Bam Adebayo, a few minutes ago, he was on the set with TNT, on TNT, and he says, yeah, we might be up 2-0 against the Celtics, but we haven't done a damn thing yet. You'll also hear Kenny Smith have another question for him. Take a listen.
Job's not done yet. Definitely came in there with a mentality and looking to win.
You know, Bam, you know, you guys have not, I would say, and we always said it, you yourself and Jimmy, this is what I've been saying, rather. You know, and then you have Jaylen and you have Tatum on the other side. But 3, 4, 5, 6, I've been saying win championships. How impressed at the moments that those guys have, or are you even shocked by it at times?
On our side?
On your side.
I'm not shocked by it because y'all don't see the days when we put in so much work where guys are exhausted. You know, guys go through mental droughts where, you know, they just put so much work in because they want to be successful. Mm. And just from that standpoint, you know, watching my guys go to war and me and Jimmy leading the show, I feel like it was destined. You know, we just were firing at the right time.
Yeah. No better time than now, right? David is calling from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, thanks for taking my call, man. So, yeah, I don't know what that Boston guy was doing calling saying he's from Miami. I'm really from Miami. I've been in Miami my entire life, and I know what this team is capable of. I think I called you about a week ago after we beat the Knicks. I was telling you what was going to happen in the series, and you were telling me, let's see. Well, we're seeing, bro. I have some points if you don't mind me getting through these. Number one, you said, you know, Jimmy was talking. He wasn't talking to anyone in particular when he was walking off the court. He knows exactly who he was talking to. He was talking to the haters. He was talking to the media. He was talking to the doubters. He was talking to ESPN, who gave us a 3% chance of winning this series. Jaylen Brown saying no comment to that question about, you know, did Williams poke the bear? That's code for yes, bro, because he did poke the bear. We went on a 24-9 run after that point. Bam played amazing tonight, 22-17-9, man. That's incredible. He's a dog. Don't be surprised from Bam Adebayo, people telling him he's soft. He plays hard every single night. Sometimes his shot isn't dropping, but he's always hustling. He's always getting those rebounds. He's always playing amazing defense. And let me just go down through our list of dogs, because we have dogs on this team. Gabe Vincent, undrafted, dog. Caleb Martin, undrafted, dog. Max Strus, undrafted, dog. Duncan Robinson, undrafted, dog. Don't forget, we have a Hall of Fame coach, Eric Spoelstra, who's probably on the level of Pop right now with the best coaches in the NBA as far as you know, the active coaches right now.
Okay, David.
And let me not mention that we got Jimmy Butler, the best player right now on the Eastern Conference. Yeah, it's going to be a hell of a series if we get to the finals against you know, the Nuggets and Jokic, who should have probably won MVP. But I'm telling you, man, don't doubt this team. We're not an eighth seed. They messed up when they put us when they doubted us, man.
Wait, whoa. Now you're going overboard.
Oh no, don't worry, man. We're up 2-0.
No, I can do whatever I want. No, stop. There ain't no mess.
We're about to sweep these
boys. Miami Heat. Well, be quiet for a minute now, David. The Miami Heat ended up where they were because of their record and their inconsistencies throughout the course of the season. There is absolutely no denying every single thing that came out of your mouth except for that last part about, you know, they put us. The Miami Heat put themselves in this position. And how they've been able to turn things around at the most opportune time is absolutely amazing, and they deserve the credit. But everything else about, oh, my God, and they put us here. No, who did the seedings? Who ended up in a play-in? They did. Nobody else did that. Like Kyle Lowry. Well, by the way, how many points did Kyle Lowry have tonight? Oh, zero. Like, come on. He's been ghost pretty much for the majority of his time in Miami. Last game, he had a big game, 15 points. Sitting there on the post game talking to everybody. Who's he talking to tonight? Nobody. I think a portion of that is because he ain't playing a regular season. So let's slow down here. What the Miami Heat have done here is amazing. And then the fact that they don't have Tyler Hero as well. Well, who needs him, right? They deserve all the credit in the world, but let's not go overboard about, oh, well, they shouldn't have been here. Well, they put them here. I cut that out. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Robert Williams spoke. Robert Williams tonight, 13 points, only 3 rebounds in 23 minutes. He spoke after the game as well. And I don't, he ain't no offensive wizard out there, but he was asked about the offense, and this is what he said.
You know, man, just effort, playing the right way the whole game, honestly, in my opinion, and trusting each other. You know, we got to gain that trust and keep that trust throughout the whole game.
Uh-oh, effort. Effort and trust? Uh-oh. Are these guys falling apart here? They don't like a trust and effort? Wasn't Jaylen Brown asked about poking a bear, and he's just like, next question, don't ask me about Grant Williams?
Did Grant Williams make a mistake poking the bear with Jimmy Butler?
Next question.
Ooh, does that trust extend off of the court? And how does Grant Williams feel about that response? Joe Mazzulla, the way he answers questions, you would think that he's either on punishment, timeout, or maybe he's just skipping through daisies. Does this sound like a guy who's down 0-2 in a series? Listen to the head coach of the Celtics talk.
Guys didn't make a field goal over the last basically 4 minutes. What happened down the stretch?
I thought we got good looks. I just didn't think we made them.
And the team's execution, you had turnovers, offensive fouls. It seems to be a recurring issue down the stretch of close games. Why does that keep happening?
So, the offensive fouls, there's someone there, but you have to kick it. So the next open guy, they do a good job of protecting the paint. And some of the turnovers were unfortunate. Just lost the ball at half court. But when we did get a shot off, we got a good one, and we just have to execute better.
If they lose, they're going to fire this man. He sounds so apathetic to their losing. Like, yeah, I'm just here. And you know he's in the back cussing them out, but when he tries to communicate. Look, part of the job for the head coach, if you win games, nobody cares what you sound like. You can be Bill Belichick. Nobody cares. And guess what? Now that the New England Patriots aren't winning games the same way, Bill Belichick is criticized. What has Joe Mazzulla done? Being a head coach isn't just talking to the team in the back. You got to communicate with the media to even give yourself a break. He does a poor job with that. 855-212-4CBS. Carl is calling from here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Carl?
Hey, hello. How you doing, bud?
I'm very well.
Hey, I always agree with you, but tonight I'm very agreeable with you. And I just want to say this, just a couple of points, and I'll be out your way. Miami, all things kind of, I really going to call you about LeBron. I'm going to go back to that. But what kind of bothered me a little bit, Miami coming out like, you know, they've been this great team that's been disrespected and all that, and they're playing very well. They're playing very well. I mean, I'm a Hawks fan here. But the Hawks spanked them pretty good the first time, and they come back, and they play very good ball because I think Eric Spoelstra is out coaching the Celtics coach.
Mazzulla, yes.
Mazzulla, yes, yes. Because last year, the Celtics coach had them playing so well together.
Ime Udoka.
Especially on defense. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And so, okay, this is my point. My point is, Miami Butler is a great, I say he's a great player. And they got some good players around him. But Boston is not showing that's just me. And I'm not a big Boston fan. I'm more of a Lakers fan. But I'm just being honest, looking at basketball for the last 4 to 5 years, that, hey, look, Boston is not coming out playing with them in vigor. Because, see, like what you were talking about, when Jason Tatum is not taking shots, when he's not taking shots in the fourth quarter, and also, JR, I think you agree with me on this, you know, the Brown situation about him not feeling appreciated early in the year, and maybe some of this coming to, you know, whatever.
Well, we know that he's looking for his cash and he's looking for his money. And I'll put a bow on it this way, Carl, and thank you so much for calling from Atlanta. The okay. Boston Celtics, what they don't have going for them right now is it doesn't seem like they got fire, and they need a swift kick in the ass. That's basically what it boils down to right now. This minute, Jason Tatum is actually speaking to the media, and he seems okay. I mean, what is he supposed to look or sound like? But he looks content. He's not angry. He's not upset. He's not hiding or running. He's very talkative. And so what we'll do is when Jason Tatum wraps up and finishes this press conference, we'll share some of the words from him. Because Jaylen Brown didn't want to talk to anybody, especially as it relates to his own teammate, kind of aggravating, trying to get under the skin of Jimmy Butler. Listen.
They outplayed us. They outtoughed us tonight. And they found a way to make plays down the stretch, and we didn't.
It seems like the late game execution has been a recurring issue for you guys. What's happening in the last few minutes that's leading to the turnovers, the offensive fouls, and giving up the offensive rebounds?
I just think that, you know, one, we just got to stay poised. I think we get sped up at times. And two, just play basketball. In those moments, we got to, you know, come alive. And it seems like we let the game slip away from us when we are in those situations.
Did Grant Williams make a mistake poking the bear with Jimmy Butler?
Next question.
Jason Tatum is speaking. We'll hear from him soon. I'll get back to more of your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
What would you say to them to give them a reason to be optimistic for what's ahead?
The last 25 years.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, first time caller. I do like your show. Believe it or not, I listen to you guys more than I listen to music. You're actually one of my favorites.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, well, thanks. I mean, you think about music, that's a lot of competition out there. I appreciate that. 855-212-4CBS. Jason Tatum just finished up that the microphone. He was asked the same question as Jaylen Brown about poking the bear. I also told you that he seemed to be in a good mood at the press conference, and he had an answer for that as well. But before we hear from Tatum, before I get back to the phone calls, the star of the series, someone that I would consider to be the MVP so far of the postseason, Jimmy Butler, who had 27 points tonight in another victory, went off in the fourth quarter. Jimmy Butler, he spoke to the media. And Jimmy Butler was asked about their plan in the fourth quarter. Take a listen.
Our game plan is kind of simple in the fourth quarter, if I'm being brutally honest. It's kind of like give me the ball to move. And I'm tasked with making the right play. Sometimes it's shoot the ball. Most of the time it's shoot the ball. And a lot of times it's pass the ball to the open guy. And I pride myself on finding that open guy. I really do. I want to get all my teammates involved. And I've never been a guy to say that the player that I am today isn't because of my teammates. It's always because of them.
Jimmy Butler is just a great quote machine. He is. Like what he said in the last game. Like, that was his comment after tonight. What he said after the first game is an all-time. I don't care what y'all think. Here, let's go ahead and listen to Jimmy Butler after game one. That was so much fun because he was mad.
Damn right. I did. Damn right. We did. And the best part about it is we still don't care what none of y'all think. Honestly speaking, we don't care if you pick us to win. We never have. We never will. We know the group of guys we have in this locker room. We know that Coach Spo puts so much confidence and belief in each and every one of us. Coach Pat as well. And so our circle's small, but this circle got so much love for one another. We pump constant confidence into everybody. And we go out there and we hoop. We play basketball the right way, knowing that we always got a chance.
I love it. 855-212-4CBS. Mark, he's calling from Rochester, New York. Hey, Mark. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing
tonight? I'm good.
Good. I just want to call in and touch on one thing about the Celtics and Heat series. We're really starting to see that the Celtics really just don't got any dogs, and they're not bringing out any passion into the game. I don't see how they could be mad at Grant Williams. He brought it, and he was trying to get the team fired up. And then you look what happened on the other end is the rest of the Heat picked up and started getting involved. Bam, he had that huge offensive rebound in the putback. Caleb Martin kept shooting, kept going. And the Celtics, they just were meandering through the entire fourth quarter. So it's just becoming apparent that the team with all the fight, the team that's bringing it, is the team that's winning everything.
No doubt. Well, thank you, Mark, for calling from Rochester. Let's go from New York to the other side of the country. Let's go to Kareem calling from California. Go ahead, Kareem.
What's up, Jerry? How are you doing tonight, bro?
Good.
Good. So, yeah, you know, I'm not surprised about what's going on. I mean, the 2-0 lead, yeah, that may be surprising. I thought Miami would get at least a split. The thing is with Spoelstra, though, he's going to run circles around, you know, Missoula as a rookie coach because Spoelstra is a, you know, two-time champion. He's a 15-year veteran coach. He's, you know, impeccable with the X's and O's. And the small adjustment that Boston had to make was just run two at Jimmy. That's what they did to Tatum. They ran two at Tatum in the fourth quarter. He had a big third quarter with 15. Didn't even make a field goal in the fourth quarter. Only had five free throws. Went from 29 to 34. And your second best player, your blue chip best player, second best player can't just have 16. Jaylen Brown got to have, you know, anywhere from 25 to 30 plus. And as Shaq always say, you know, you got to up your points per game in the playoffs. Jimmy Butler averaged 23 in the regular season. He's averaging 30 in the playoffs because he's a dog. And they're going to go back to South Beach and sweep this Boston team, man. Get the brooms out. It's a wrap, Barbie.
Now, thank you, Kareem, for calling from California. Yeah, it ain't looking good. And Missoula certainly deserves blame. When it comes down to effort, though, yeah, the Celtics are just sleepwalking. Susan calling from Worcester, Massachusetts. Hey, Susan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
I'd rather listen to you than my husband. Okay, end of story.
well, thank you.
Yeah, great. I just wanted to say about Jimmy Butler. You know what? This guy, if you watch him, JR, he anticipates. He knows everybody where they are. He knows how to make the right play, no hesitation. He's got that it factor. And you know what? I hear Boston people, they're all crying. We got the best talent on our side. What's happening? The reason why, JR, you can have almost the best talent in the world, but if you don't execute, forget it, okay? That's what it comes down to. Jimmy Butler is amazing. And my other two great athletes that I love, JR, is Kyrie Irving and Durant, Kevin Durant. Those three, they have that it factor. I don't know what that means. I think it's myself when I look at Butler, I can't take my eyes off of him.
Well, it's shocking to hear that you like Kyrie, especially the way that he left the Celtics.
Well, you know what? I don't judge anybody. I go by talent. I don't.
Okay.
You know, that's how I always been, JR.
Sweet.
I love watching these athletes. Certain athletes I pick out. And that's who, I don't care what team they're on, but I love watching great athletes.
Nice.
And Jimmy Butler, There shouldn't be no criticism of this guy. And when I hear everybody crying, we got so much talent. Sure you do. But if you don't execute, JR, what good is it?
I understand that. Well, Susan, I appreciate you for calling from Rooster. You call me up anytime. It was a pleasure.
This
okay?
is my second time, JR. And I mean, I love listening to you more than my husband. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. I appreciate you. Have a good night, okay?
Okay. You too.
Bye-bye. Cheers. Hey, shout outs to Susan. It's not the first time a woman has told me she – never mind. Oh. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break, and when we come back – hold on. I have to compose myself. I can't do it.
I've heard that
We're
going to
take a
way,
break
JR.
When we come – go ahead, Shep.
Oh, no, I was saying I've gotten that compliment too a time or two in my life. Oh, we can relate.
I don't know what you're talking about. No idea. Anyway, someone else who also happens to be in a good mood. His name – Jason Tatum, is he in a good mood? Well, we'll hear from Jason Tatum on the other side. But right now, hey, Marco, you ever gotten that compliment in life?
Yeah, no comment.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'd rather listen to you than my husband. Okay, end of story. JR, you're great.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I don't got a wife and I feel like I'm already in trouble. You can't say that to me. And where's her husband? Hey, Shep, where is her husband? She's talking to me, you know, at past midnight. Where's her husband at?
That's the question. That's the real question of the night. Everyone's talking about this poking the bear question people keep asking every Celtic, but that's the real question, JR.
Yeah, where's her husband? Damn it, I'd be damned if I... Man, if I was sitting at home, let's say I was in the bedroom, right? And let's say my wife is in the living room or wherever, and I can hear her. And I hear my wife on the phone. And the next thing I hear out of her mouth is, well, yeah, you're better to listen to than, my husband. What? Oh, who the hell are you talking to? Anyway, I appreciate you for calling from Massachusetts. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And Shep is right. Everybody is being asked tonight about poking a bear. Jimmy Butler and Grant Williams is all up in his face. He's all up in his grill. And everybody has a different response. Jimmy Butler had a response. He ended up with 27 points. He helps the Miami Heat take a lead. The Miami Heat go on a 24-9 run to end the game. And everybody's looking at Grant Williams like, what'd you do that for? Well, Jimmy Butler said he respects Grant Williams for talking trash, but he probably shouldn't talk to him.
It makes me smile. It does. When people talk to me, I'm like, okay, I know I'm a decent player if you want to talk to me out of everybody that you can talk to. But I don't know. It's just competition. I do respect him, though. He's a big part of what they try to do. He switches. He can shoot the ball. I just don't know if I'm the best person to talk to.
Jason Tatum, and we're going to hear about how happy he sounded in a second. Jason Tatum was also asked about his teammate Grant Williams, and he didn't mind it too much. He's like, it's basketball. Talk crap.
What was your reaction when Grant Williams got into it with Jimmy Butler there?
I didn't think much of it.
Did you think that was a mistake to kind of poke the bear a little bit?
No, I didn't think much of it. Tense basketball game, guys competitive and talking. It happens all the time, I guess.
Now, typically, when these games are over, The guys are upset. I mean, if you look at LeBron James and Anthony Davis after their losses, you know, sometimes LeBron is angry. Sometimes he's matter of fact. Anthony Davis always looks miserable, like he's in the principal's office. Jason Tatum was like, he just seemed okay. Like you wouldn't have known if they won, if they lost. You would have thought it was pregame shoot around. And he was asked directly, hey, man, why you sound so upbeat right now? And this is what he said.
Jason, we've seen you after a lot of tough losses. You seem particularly upbeat tonight. Are you encouraged, or how do you feel going down 0-2 to Miami?
I mean, it's tough. It's a challenge. And, I mean, there's no point in being up here sad, right? They came in and won two games. They played well. You give them credit. But, you know, we're not dead or anything. We got a great opportunity. You know, I still have the utmost confidence. Everybody has the utmost confidence. And we just got to get ready for game three.
Are you guys capable in all ways, physically, mentally, talent-wise, to win 4 out of 5, which you are going to have to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think the Celtics are done and dead yet. I know we got a lot of listeners in Miami who feel otherwise, and certainly the Miami Heat are in the driver's seat right now. The Celtics are so bipolar when it comes down to playing basketball, I won't count them out until they're cooked, until it's like 3-1 or 3-0. Then let's go ahead and call them out. But I think they're going to go ahead and take that first game. I think they'll take that first game in Miami on Sunday. Norm is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Norm?
Hey, JR, great show. Hey, it's really simple. Celtics have no heart.
Yep.
Unbelievable. They did the same thing last year, folded against the Warriors game 6 at home. So you can forget about them. Hey, could I change the subject to Draymond Green?
Yeah, what's on your mind about him?
Hey, you know, Steve Kerr is responsible for his behavior. He doesn't discipline him. His anger, his temper, technical fouls, disqualifications, suspensions, punching of teammates. And Kerr is responsible for that. If, you know, coach would sit him down and he gets a technical foul, sit him down and wait. I blame Kerr for that.
Okay. Well, I mean, we can go even further up the food chain, and we can blame the general manager, Bob Myers. If I'm Steve Kerr, and he said this plenty of times, not just over this past year, not with the Jordan Poole incident, not just over the last year, it's a little bit of a give and a take. And when you have the respect of the locker room, for the most part, when you have the respect of the best player, it's going to be tough to go out there and just sit him down, because it's almost, I'm not going to compare it in full to Dennis Rodman, but you know what you're going to get, and you know what he means to winning when he's actually out there on the court. And to his own credit, Draymond Green admitted that he very well likely helped tank this season from the get-go by punching Jordan Poole. So we can say, hey, well, why don't you sit him down and why don't you punish him some more? But they would have been in a worse position. I think, number one, what this team wants to do, like any other team, is to go out there and they want to win titles. And everything else is behind them. It's difficult. It's kind of a catch-22. Draymond is like, oh, well, yeah, if I didn't punch my teammate, then maybe I could have helped him out more throughout the year. Could have been encouraging him. But we lack trust. It's a catch-22. And then you got Steve Kerr letting everybody know that if Draymond Green is not back with us next year, we're not a championship contender, which is also true. 855-212-4CBS. Beck is calling from Cali. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Beck.
I'm from Florida.
Oh, well, thank you for calling from Florida. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. From dogs to cats, real quick, crazy game last night. And rest in peace, Jim Brown.
Met him at Super Bowl Houston a couple years back, and I actually looked at the found the picture, and I had a Panther shirt, which I can't find this playoffs for the best time to find it, and that's kind of weird. But back to the Heat and Bam, I think he's 6-0 in the playoffs, going over 20 plus points. And I guess no Strus juice tonight. But what do you think with this matchup? If we get there, what the league and or the common folks want, a Lakers Heat rematch of the bubble? Obviously, Lakers Celtics is obviously probably what the league, everybody wanted to begin with. But if it's going to be Denver Heat, maybe, I mean, does Bam or anything have a chance to, I mean, nobody really has a chance to stop Jokic, right?
Yeah, well, back. Let's just put it this way. I'm not going to give you a prediction on Nuggets Heat unless we actually get Nuggets Heat. Is that okay?
No, yeah. I mean, I figured I would definitely wait for it. I mean, there's a long time to go because obviously our first call when the playoffs started, we lost to Atlanta, and obviously I said we have a trash team, and that trash team is where we're at now without Hero. So, again, anything's possible, so.
Yeah, Kevin Garnett told me that more than a decade ago, how anything is possible. Hey, thank you, Beck.
Hey, you have a good one, sir.
You as well. Thank you, Beck, for calling from Florida. Artie is calling from Chicago. What's on your mind, Artie?
Hey, JR. Yeah, calling from Chicago. I'm originally from Detroit and a Pistons fan. But what I wanted to ask is, what do you think about two play-in teams that are potentially can potentially make the finals and what that means for the competition level in the regular season? And basically, I'm a fan that no longer watches the regular season. I just don't think it's entertaining
anymore. It doesn't matter enough. I mean, between the Los Angeles Lakers and then also here the Miami Heat, they're the first ones to go from a play-in to actually reach a conference finals, or let alone even win a series. So what does this mean for the regular season? I mean, Spoelstra just said the other day, oh, the play-in is the best thing to happen, and look what happened. Nah, man, it devalues the regular season. I'm really interested to see what the NBA does with this new in-season tournament that they plan. That is, you're correct, Artie. They're trying to inject life into the regular season, but it seems like a lot of the value in the regular season right now is based in fantasy sports and money. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. One of our callers just mentioned Jim Brown. We talked about him to open up the show. We'll talk Jim Brown. We'll talk the Lakers. We'll talk the Heat. We'll talk the Nuggets, the Celtics. And I want to tell you about an amazing experience I had in New York City in New Jersey. Don't move.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people, America's most recognized brand of mattress, American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week, no waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest, get a Serta.
Attention listeners.
I'm pleased to announce that Radio Rental is returning for another installment of Terrifying Tales. If you happen to be new here, I'm Terry Carnation, current proprietor of the Radio Rental Video Store, where I possess a collection of the scariest true stories you've ever heard, all told by real people. Mark your calendars for... Oh, apparently it's available right now. I'm a little late with this promo.
Listen for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, please, passengers, fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple hundred bucks into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more dollars than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.